Celtics shoot 50%. They get their first win in Toronto in nearly 5 years. They blow out the Raptors on Christmas Day, 118-102. Yes.
This is what I want to know. I didn't know you were that fast.
Can we introduce Gordon first?
No, I know Gordon Hayward's with us. But what I'm seeing you, when you're running with those young fellas and you get on the break,
yeah.
Man, you're running like you're running for a meal. I didn't know you were that
points.
Fast.
It's 3 points. You got to run for those 3 points. I honestly think we should run every time we can. We have such athletic wings like that can bring up the ball, multiple guys. It makes it difficult for them to guard us.
It must have been so frustrating the last few weeks when it seems like you're out with a different injury. You should be getting back sooner, and things, they weren't feeling right. You talked about this the other day, but watching you out there today playing with joy made me realize how little joy you were probably feeling when over these last couple of weeks.
Oh, it's brutal. It's just so brutal feeling like, I'm out with a broken hand, and I was trying to solve this other issue the entire time, and just it got worse and worse and worse, but I could kind of play through it, and then it got to a point where I couldn't anymore, and so that was very frustrating, but, found something I believe that worked for tonight, so hopefully we can just keep replicating that.
I think the thing that's crazy about it, I always was telling Sean this, as an NBA player, you know you're going to have injuries. And what you do, you adjust to those injuries and don't let them dictate to you unless you're in so much pain.
Right. I mean, that's what you have to do. It's a long season. You're going to have bumps and bruises. This one was to the point where, like I said, I was playing through it, and then it was like every time I planted it, I could feel it like a rock in my shoe. And so it was frustrating for sure, but, you know, we were working as hard as we could to try to get back out there.
We were talking about Kemba Walker getting to play in this game today because there are no Christmas games in Charlotte. There aren't really Christmas games in Utah that much. What does it mean as an NBA player to watch this game your entire childhood and now to be on the floor and those special games that Max talks about when nobody else is playing?
It's special. It's definitely special. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to come to Boston. You know you're going to be in big-time games and big-time environments, and it's definitely special, man. It's a blessing to be able to play on Christmas. And also, I like that we play the first game so I can get back to my girls here tonight.
I was going to say, you may have the decision. There were kids or a lot of kids on the trip about getting up early. I mean, did you go back and forth on the
it was a no-brainer. Don't bring my kids here this week. It was a no-brainer.
Hey,
man.
Dude, this is going out live, all right?
That's fine. You know what? Girls? I love my kids to death, but it was such a quick trip. And
clean up out, too.
That's right. We'll see him when I get home here tonight.
He's going to make up for it under the tree.
That's right.
Dad's coming home. Gordon,
that's right.
Thanks.
All right,
go
thanks,
ice
guys.
It, man. Go ice it.
See you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.